And we bring to these microphones our man who keeps us attuned as to what is happening as it relates to the rebuilding of the next temple in Jerusalem, Rabbi Yoel Karen, who heads up an organization, La Migdash, meaning to the temple. And you live also in Judea and Samaria. Is that correct, Yoel?
That's correct. That's correct. I live in the settlement of Male Adumim.
Male Adumim. And that's actually between Jerusalem and the Dead Sea.
Yes, it is. The largest of all the settlements.
Largest of all the settlements. Well, you guys are under attack, of course, and we've already talked with that about our with our broadcast partners a bit earlier, so I want to focus on something else with you. Winky Medad brought up the situation when we were talking about the right for Jews to live any place. You three that we have had conversation with here on Prophecy Today, living in Judea and Samaria, but he mentioned the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Now, the name of your organization, To the Temple, you want people to go up to the Temple Mount and learn about that temple that will be there one of these days.
Boy, do I ever. That's what I live for, is to get people up to the Temple Mount, to see it, to experience it, and to learn why we need a temple, why we cannot divorce ourselves from the idea of having a house for God.
Yoel, are we close to that happening?
I really think we are. This last year has seen something. I think if I could point out the biggest thing that happened this last year, it would be that public opinion poll that came out that showed half of Israelis want a temple now. That was an earthquake event for me when I saw those results, because I wouldn't have believed it if you had told me that. It's really big, because half of the country is not even what we would classify as religious. But they still feel something is wrong, something is missing, that we have to have this. So it was a big thing. Now it's no longer a fringe group that wants the temple, radical Orthodox Jews. This is now consensus.
Yes, these God-conscious Jewish people, though they, as you say, they may not be religious, they believe that there must be a temple there.
Absolutely.
What about the priest? The Bible, as I understand it, we need 28,000 priests to operate the temple. Are the men studying the priestly duties with the new situation down there near Jericho for hands-on training? Are the priests ready to operate a temple?
There are. We have enough priests that the divine service could be resumed immediately.
You know, I am amazed that there is a continuation of a more consciousness of putting up a temple, more training to get everybody ready for the temple. But you brought something to my attention this year I had never realized before among the Jewish people, that this is the first of two temples we're talking about, the one modeled by Maimonides from Herod's temple, but Ezekiel's temple as well.
Exactly. I have to do what I can do now, and what I can do is what I know, and I know Herod's temple. That I have dimensions for. Ezekiel's temple, I don't understand everything about it. This is an amazing vision that the prophet had, that God gave him. We don't understand everything about it. We know that's the ultimate final temple. That's the messianic temple. But I can't build it, because I don't understand everything about the design work. So for now, I have to build Herod's temple, a replica of it, as close as I can get to it, and eventually God will bring about the final temple, the Messiah's temple.
What next? What needs to be done before you can put it up?
Next, we got to get an altar on that Temple Mount. That's the biggest thing, is we have to first push for Jewish prayer to be allowed on the Temple Mount. Once Jewish prayer is allowed, we have to push for Jewish sacrifice to be allowed. We have to push for an excavation to be done where the site of the altar was, and we have to place the altar exactly where it was. That's the next big step.
Is that reality with the control, the custodial responsibility of the Muslims up there?
The Muslims, they talk really big, but in the end, you know, when something's done, they make a lot of noise for a few weeks, and it dies down. The bottom line is that the Supreme Court, slowly but surely, in every decision, every time they reject us, in their rejection letters, they're becoming more and more sensitive, saying, we understand, we're sensitive to Jewish needs and the Jewish rites on the Temple Mount, the most holy place in all of Judaism, where our two temples stood. They used to not write these things. So slowly but surely, we're chipping away, and the public opinion plays a big part, and that's a lot of the work that we do.
Yoel Karen, our broadcast partner here on Prophecy Today. Thank you, Yoel.
Thank you.